Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tomorrow is a powerful word. It symbolizes hope, promise, good things to come. But it can also be one of life's greatest thieves. See, tomorrow is an IOU. It's a pass, a placeholder we create to postpone wants and needs. The problem is not with tomorrow itself, but the very fact that one tomorrow turns into two, which turns into three, which transforms into immobility and eventually regret. We can't afford to let these tomorrows pass by. Your greatest gift is today. It's now. It's the ability to start building in the present, so that tomorrow is constructed in your vision, so that it becomes real, not a line on a to-do list. Life is too short for that. Your greatest asset will never be what you can do, but what you are doing, what you are creating. So don't worry about tomorrow, because it will come. And if you start now, so will your results. Courage. Storming the castle and slaying the dragon. Overcoming all odds, achieving greatness, taking the game-winning shot when you have everything to lose. Courage. Doing that which you are afraid to do. It's engraved in every step you take. Courage is in each little decision, each fork in the road. It's not just an endpoint or a victory or the act of holding up a trophy. It's representative of so much more. Every milestone is comprised of thousands of courageous actions. Deciding to begin again, going where others haven't, having the confidence to stay true to yourself and who you are. Courage has roots, and they're interwoven into the current moment. Like anything, it's built. If your goal is ambitious, it is courageous. And if it's courageous, it begins now. It's life moving around you, waiting for you to see it, to take it head on. Greatness is in every courageous step you take. Not tomorrow, next month, or next year, but the one right in front of you today. We wait. We hope. We wish. We imagine. But because what we have is safer than what we don't, we do not act. It's the wall standing before us, stacked 1,000 feet high of what ifs, of worst case scenarios, failed expectations. We look up at what can be while living a life that is simply good enough. We rationalize. If we make a point to stop thinking about all the possibilities, things seem all right. But we know deep down in our souls that there's more. That things are only out of reach because the mind has convinced the body that they're not worth reaching for. And this not only limits, but it denies us the very thing we need most, whether we know it or not, and that's the journey. Something worth fighting for. Something bigger than what we are. It's the missed opportunity that is tragic, never the failed expedition. But we have to be honest. We have to recognize that it's one worth taking, that we're capable of so much more. And to convince ourselves that anything less is acceptable, sufficient, or worthy of our time is wrong. We need that leap of faith. The jump is in our DNA, crafting and defining our potential and transforming the possible into the real.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When what you want seems like it's a million miles away, understand that what you need is right in front of you. It's a step, it's a nudge, it's a shift in the right direction, it's movement. Regardless of how much or how far, see, when we get stuck, there's a very simple reason for it. We become unable to break big things down into little pieces. It's our inability to see the mountain as a series of small, manageable rocks. Can I climb a mountain? Perhaps. Can I take one step? Absolutely. And when you add those steps up, guess what? You get the summit. Momentum isn't someone coming along and creating your result for you. It is you. It's the way you think, your ability to internalize your journey as a roadmap. Today, right now, the goal shouldn't be the top of the mountain. It should be the step in front of you, creating energy in some way that will get you moving, taking on these small tasks with consistency. The only way to fail is to stay right where you are, so build your own small wins. Yeah, thinking big is important, but so is knowing that big things are comprised of little things. Not becoming discouraged because you haven't reached the top, but reaching a smaller summit every day. Continuously moving, continuously climbing. Words like crazy, impossible, and irrational, they all have something very specific in common. They suggest an improbability of outcome. They mock scenarios that don't fit well with the standard idea of the world and how it should work. Because, well, people tend to view life as it is, not as it could be. But if there's one thing you need to remember, it's this. Every single thing in your life was at one point crazy. It was at one point improbable, irrational, or absurd. But this changes. Because at certain points along the way, people were brave enough to look up and acknowledge that reality is forever evolving. A human being in a metal object going 60 miles per hour was crazy. Flying from destination to destination through clouds was crazy. Communicating instantaneously across the world was crazy. If your idea or your dreams aren't crazy, you're simply thinking too small. You need crazy. The world needs crazy. See, change will always be crazy because it requires us to break away from what is It means you're shaking the world and declaring, yes, this is possible. Yes, this can be real. And the world reacts accordingly. The previous standards raise just a little and you open the door for what's to come. Crazy is what shapes the best part of everyday life. If you're going to run from anything, it should be from the boundaries we unnecessarily create and into the arms of crazy. It becomes incredibly easy to forget the basics. To forget what makes things go and people tick. In fact, it's possible to move so quickly that you forget why you're moving in the first place. So here is a word to keep in your back pocket and utilize in the good times and the bad when assessing your decisions and the decisions of others. See, this word is the center of our universe. It's what everything else revolves around. Value. What is important? Because that determines the actions that you take. What's important to the people around you? Because that determines their objectives. It identifies their viewpoints. Everything that happens to you or around you is a derivative of value. Too often we ask, how can we be provided what we want? When what we should be asking is, what am I bringing to the world? What value am I bringing to him or to her? How am I making things better? Contributing every day to something significant, making myself the best at what I do so that no one can do it like me. No one. Those are the questions that should be asked. And when you're able to hone in on that, go all in and cherish who you are and the value that you bring, that is when the freedom appears. When the money comes, when the opportunities become plentiful. Obtaining value is only possible when you provide it. Growth is not only identifying your target, but also removing the noise. Not only highlighting your path, but eliminating the unnecessary twists, turns, and dead ends. Seeing is not just opening your eyes. It's the ability to focus on the top of the mountain. Asking yourself what truly matters and stripping your world down to its fundamental components. It's been said that simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And distraction is just as dangerous as indecision, particularly because the former leads to the latter. Progress comes from a clarity that charts your course. Having a destination and arming yourself with a map that will take you there. Our biggest obstacles are sometimes the hardest to detect because we haven't even identified them. Those detours that have a permanent residence in our everyday that ultimately don't need to be there. If time is your goal, why aren't you running on the inside lane of the track? If where you want to be is to your left, why are you wasting your time going right, backwards, and forwards? Success should be simplified. Identify the goal, eliminate the rest, and pursue. we tend to look at discomfort as a negative. After all, we're biologically preconditioned to do that. It's not natural to embrace the things that create distress. But those emotions we look at so unfavorably, they're often the seeds that need to be planted for greater things to grow. Discomfort brings with it a very specific advantage. It separates the minority from the majority. That willingness to endure hardship now for maximum results later. And that's the solution we often miss, right? Getting up a little earlier, pushing your body a little harder, allowing yourself to step into uncomfortable situations, never fun in the present. But every time it's done, you carve a little piece out of the sculpture that will become your ideal self. And most people won't do that. Most people avoid discomfort whenever possible. But it's worth noting that most people, as Thoreau says, live lives of quiet desperation. The simple reality is that getting what you want comes with a price. And that price is trading comfort now for success later. It's a small price to pay. Time comes and it goes. It's here and then it's gone to be remembered and never seen again. But as it's making its way into the history books, it leaves something behind. The past tense, painting our intentions and unfinished goals as could-haves. We wanted, we hoped, we planned, but didn't. And in the mind, it's as if the opportunity somehow escaped. But that couldn't be further from the truth. There's an old Chinese proverb that states, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Look, you have no control over what's gone. You can't do anything about it, but dreams do not have deadlines. There will always be the present moment. And to hear the phrase, I've always wanted to, but XYZ, or I wish I could, but I'm too old, or I missed my shot, that is fiction. When there's an infinite amount of possibility in front of you, who cares about what slipped by? Learn from it and remake history so that next time you look back, there won't be regret or disappointment. Maybe you've always wanted to start a business, but now you have a job and a family. Well, instead of rationalizing, move toward that dream little by little, one step at a time. You've missed your shot at a promotion, so work harder. Put yourself on a pedestal so high that it will be impossible to get passed up next time. The past is not telling you no. It's giving you insight and momentum for the future. It simply isn't worth cowering to past deadlines when you can be creating new opportunities. When you can write your own story from this moment forward. There are a lot of things we miss, that we walk right by, that if we could just make a point to see them, would add tremendous value to our lives. There's a saying that your problem is your gift. The situations that knock us down or push us back are the same situations that had the potential to move us forward, had we only looked at them a little differently. Sure, no one's positive all the time, but it's not impossible to see the value in every situation, to take what the world throws at you and turn it into your advantage, into positive energy. Life will always be what you make it, and what you make it is entirely up to you. Life's greatest accomplishments weren't always on some pedestal, always admired. They were built on the back of hardship and difficulty. They were carved out of doubt and transformed from negativity. They were turned from a loss to a gain, from the unexpected into an asset. Look, the right perspective has the ability to transform all things. When you are the one who defines your own reality, can you really afford to live your life with your eyes closed? Sometimes we need answers, guidance. We look to the people around us, we observe, study what's worked in the past. You know, all one has to do is open their eyes to see that solutions are everywhere. When you want something and you're willing to commit to it, you are unstoppable. But along the way, as we seek to take everything around us and transform it into success, it becomes incredibly easy to lose ourselves. To forget about our own unique talents and gifts, what we love, why we started, and what the pursuit means to us. You have something that no one else does, something that can easily be covered up and forgotten if you don't protect it. When you lose who you are, your wings are clipped. Like so many others, you jump into a race with no finish line, running, scratching, clawing for superficial results that mean nothing. You are you for a reason. Your strengths, passions exist for a reason. Don't let them take a backseat to life. Instead, make them the driver. Allow your thoughts, your time, your day to revolve around your true self and what brings you happiness. When you've done that, it won't matter what he's accomplished, what she's done. It won't matter that something is difficult or outside the norm. If it's truly you, it can't be wrong. There's an old saying that the wake does not drive the boat. Where it's been has no impact or effect on where it can go. See, the past is gone, and therefore it has no grip or control over where you go next. That power rests with you and the decisions that you make. Humans tend to live up to the identity that they've created for themselves, but that identity is not yesterday. It's whatever you want it to be in the present. You are not your past. Mistakes and even successes of yesterday don't define you, right? You've taken the experience, you've learned your lesson, now it's time to move on. And it is that simple. Every day is a blank slate for you to rewrite your life as you see fit. Your history is not a ball and chain around your ankle, it's an illusion. And seeing that will open the door to unlimited opportunity. Fulfillment doesn't come from the things that you want. Fulfillment comes from what you already have. Taking a step back and acknowledging what makes life so incredible. We're busy people in a fast-paced world. Everyone's moving, going, everyone has a schedule, and that's fine. But it creates an environment where we sometimes overlook the things that mean the most. It's very easy to forget what matters, to push and push and push toward a result, not realizing that what makes you happy is not only already here, but it's being neglected. You don't realize how lucky you are to have people in your life until they're gone. You don't realize how incredible it is to have a home or food or clothes because we generally don't think about things like that. We don't give that a second thought. And I'm not implying that our other pursuits are unimportant or anything along those lines. What I'm suggesting is that if we don't stop and appreciate all the amazing things in life, we won't have enough. We won't be fulfilled. Happiness starts with being grateful for the things that make life worth living. As times change, so do we. Our interests, our day-to-day, often the people we spend our time with, and these changes push us forward. They move us along to greater versions of ourselves. But amidst all this lives something else. Curiosity. An inherent part of who we are that, like so many things, gets left behind. The world around us begs us to think about progress a specific way. It rewards conformity and immediate validation, not the curiosity and exploration that allows you to become who you truly are. See, happiness takes effort. It's derived from asking yourself the tough questions, looking in the mirror and determining what truly makes you feel alive. It's going to places you haven't been and seeing things you haven't seen, leaving the confines of your daily routine and gravitating towards the life you want. It's not being intimidated by who you might be, but seeking it out every day. Because to ignore the things that ignite our interest and truly energize us is to walk away from life's greatest opportunity. Sometimes we have to hear no 99 times before we can get to our yes. Sometimes we have to repeatedly fall before we can stand our ground. But here's the beauty in all that. It doesn't matter how many times you fall or how many no's you get. It only takes one yes for things to change, to turn around. You only need that one door to open for you. It's very easy to get caught up in the negative, the locked doors, and the rejections, but they are not the problem. They're part of the process. They're what we have to go through to get to our destination. And one of the greatest things you can do for yourself and your goals is to depersonalize these locked doors. They're not the world working against you. They are the world working for you, bringing you one step closer to the path that you need to take. Don't stop at door one or two or 50. Stop when you've gotten the answer you're seeking. much of what holds you back is make-believe. Are the reasons for staying immobile, for not moving toward your potential, are they real? Or are they simply elements of your imagination, fabricated, transformed into everyday life? See, the thing is, where you imagine boundaries, they will always exist. Think about how many times you've changed directions or not done something because of what others might think. How many times has worrying about the worst possible outcome prevented a first step from being taken? We place value on narratives that do not exist. And when you truly think about it, how arbitrary it is to restrain yourself, minimize your own success based on the reactions of people that have zero investment in your outcome, or how crazy it is to not do what you've always wanted to do because all you can wrap your head around is fear-based narratives. You're letting things that do not exist impact your reality. When you simplify, you see that those ideas are nothing more than distractions. They have no grasp on you, your abilities, or your happiness, and that's what matters. Being fulfilled is a product of doing what you are meant to do, from moving forward, visualizing what can be. Things like criticism, fear of failure, they have no meaning until you give it to them. So do yourself a favor, don't. Rise above all of that and live your life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Stop settling for weak sound. It's time to level up your game and bring the boom. Hit the town with the ultra-durable LG X Boom portable speaker and enjoy vibrant sound wherever you go. Elevate your listening experience to new heights because, let's be real, your music deserves it. The future of sound is now with LG X Boom. And for a limited time, save 25% at LG.com with code FALL25. Bring the boom. X Boom.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.